Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 22nd, 2007. And I'm looking outside right now, and for the first time this season, we have some snow. However, not on the ground, but on our driveway. What a really joy that is, although many parts of our country are getting a lot of snow, we've not gotten much. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to share a message to encourage and challenge you in your walk with Christ. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Keep Standing. The scripture text is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18.
Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him.
I visited my neighbors, Jesse and Anna, this weekend. They just had their third baby, and Anna asked me if I would like to hold little Eli, just 5 days old. I clumsily held him while Anna laughed, asking me if I'd ever held a baby before. The answer is yes, but the smaller they are, the more uncomfortable I am. What a blessing it was to hold this new life and ponder on his future. I considered the powerful lyrics to a song I will link to below, and I will explain that to how you can get to it by going to our website. Today, tens of thousands will be gathering in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life, commemorating the 34th anniversary of the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. I don't know how many will be there this year, but in the past it's numbered in the hundreds of thousands. There will be a very large crowd gathered. Likely the secular news media will do one of three things. Ignore it. They'll focus on some strange fringe group not representing the majority of the folks, or actually they'll give coverage to the minuscule pro-abortion demonstrators who will be out as well. Among the typical participants will be my Aunt Mary, devoutly religious, who, though in her mid-70s, travels each year all the way from western Missouri for this cause. This morning, I spoke to my Uncle Don, and he told me of the extraordinary devotion of the group in their area. They know that's represented by groups all over the country. It's been several years since I participated with the committed thousands in our nation's capital, but you can count on them every year on January 22nd, rain or shine, bitterly cold or pleasant weather. They stand up to say that, quote, we have not forgotten the 50 million murdered since 1973, and that's the current amount, I understand. I've enjoyed my association with them in the past when I have attended, and I bless them today in their stand for life and righteousness.
Without a doubt, they face discouragement at times. Any of us standing up against the tide of evil flooding our world may wonder if we can make any difference. We may wonder if our efforts really matter. We may wonder if we are alone, whether it's in our own household where other family members are not believers, or in the workplace where there is no other co-worker who takes a visible stand for Christ.
In our daily text, Elijah was discouraged. Although he had just seen a mighty demonstration by the Almighty God, he felt alone in his stand. And he expressed his feelings by exclaiming, I am the only one left. Now they're trying to kill me too. Well, the second part was true. But God's word to Elijah is powerful and timely for us as well. As we take a stand for Christ, may we feel that we are alone. As we take a stand for Christ, we may feel that we are alone. Be assured that God has a faithful remnant who, to this day, remain true to His name. Keep standing up for Christ. You are not alone.
Let's pray together. I choose to be loyal to You, Almighty God. Help me not to be surprised or troubled when I'm in the minority, since Your word repeatedly tells me that many are called, but few are chosen. When the enemy attacks by tempting me to think that You are present only in something big or in majority causes, remind me that You are found in the quietness of a humbled heart. You can be found in a gentle whisper, through the guiding words of a close friend, a baby's first cry, or in the booming thunder overhead. Man-made gods are temporary substitutes, attempting to thwart your overall plan for our lives. Though many of those around me place their allegiance elsewhere, I choose to follow you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. Clearly, as you listen to our podcast, we don't try to come across as slick. We do try to do a good job, but we found that if we keep trying to do it over and over and make it perfect, it could be really very time-consuming. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. There are a number of additional resources today. There are two wonderful testimonies that I have links to that I've used in the past. Both of them are people that we know. One, a local friend named Matt. Another, a lady that was in our church up in New England named Yvette. They both have interesting testimonies, particularly in light of the abortion and pro-life issues. Also today, I want to point out that song I referred to early in the message is available as a link. It's a powerful song called Deliver Me. I don't know anything about the ministry on whose side I found, but for my listening, it really is a neat perspective, the perspective of the unborn child and his mother and her facing the choice and dealing with the lies of the world. A really incredible song, and it's also, I think, in my taste of music, very well done as well. Well, we have a number of other points. Brooksine has a lengthy note she shares from her heart today that I think we'll leave for any of you that want additional material by going to the website. Again, we are at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today's message will be on the site all day and into early tomorrow, the 23rd Eastern Time. We change it daily on the main website. If you're not listening to the podcast the 22nd or early the 23rd, just simply go to the website and you'll find a previous message right near the top, and you can just back up to the message dated Monday, January 22nd. Well, it is a blessing to share God's Word with you and God's truth over the internet through this podcast and other means. May you be encouraged today as you continue to take a stand for the Lord.